Earlier today, the Bush administration pushed its campaign for action against Iraq with comments by President Bush in Iowa, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at the Pentagon, and Secretary of State Colin Powell at the United Nations. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
President Bush told an audience in Davenport, Iowa, that the world cannot afford to wait for proof that Iraq has nuclear weapons. Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld reinforced that point at the Pentagon. Rumsfeld said that waiting to find a smoking gun could result in the deaths of tens of thousands of people.
There isn't a single smoking gun that everyone nods and says, aha, that's it. You'd find it after lethal weapons were used against the United States, our friends and allies. And that's a little late when you're dealing with the lethality that represent these capabilities.
At the United Nations, Secretary of State Powell said he is absolutely certain the U.S. will move forward within the Security Council to draft a new resolution to force Iraq's compliance with U.N. demands. Powell also said his meetings with other foreign diplomats have convinced him that the political dynamic has changed, resulting in growing international pressure on Baghdad to cooperate. Some of that pressure, says Donald Rumsfeld, now is coming from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal said yesterday on CNN Saudi bases could be used for action against Iraq if the action were authorized by the United Nations. Saudi Arabia previously had said the United States could not attack Iraq from Saudi territory. Rumsfeld called the new statement helpful. Washington, according to the defense secretary, is getting much more international support for its position on Iraq than public statements by world governments would indicate.
I've been reading for weeks that the United States is all alone, and oughtn't that to tell us something? Throughout the period of weeks when I've read these articles that we're all alone, I have also been in touch with a number of countries, as has Secretary Powell and the president, and the articles have not been accurate. There are any number of countries that are in one or more ways in agreement with what the president has been saying.
The strength of international support will be tested at the United Nations, where Powell and other administration officials have begun consultations on the language of a new UN resolution. Rumsfeld says that next week he will take the case against Iraq to NATO, where evidence on Iraq's weapons programs, he says, will be shared in intelligence briefings. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.